with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who is on Twitter 24/7, Mr. Richard Avery.
Twitter. It's kind of Tinder and Twitter.
Twinter is coming for all you.
You know what? I hate Twitter right now. Honestly, if you follow me, you'll notice I'm a little angry.
A little angry. More than normal.
Well, a little angry on Twitter, but a lot of anger on off Twitter.
Yeah.
So I hate it right now, and I hate everything. So I'm kind of venting right now. Passive-aggressive tweeting, basically.
Do people ever ask you questions or JulieLand questions?
You know, I do get questions once in a while, like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, or will you photograph me?
Exactly. Will you take my picture? And then I'm like, yeah, baby, call me.
And then they never call you.
They never call me.
Yeah, there's, you know, very short.
I like Twitter numbers. Questions. We've done lots of episodes.
We've
done
this.
Q&A.
And today,
I have to give credit to where credit is due. The first person we ever did it with, because if I don't mention this, she'll kill me. The first time we ever did this was Miss Samantha Bentley.
Yes, Samantha Bentley. Does she listen to the show?
She does once in a while. I know she does check in with us once in a while.
Hello, Samantha. How are you?
Exactly.
Tweet me sometime.
Exactly.
Well, today I've brought in a friend of the show, somebody we all know, somebody that I've had sex with at least a few times.
In the last year.
Exactly. Alex Chance.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Alex Chance.
Oh, wait. I went totally psycho.
Chance.
So, Alex. Really? Yeah, so we haven't done this with you. We've talked to you seven times.
Whatever.
And so we've done what the fuck. So today, though, we're going to do Twitter questions. And usually we're pretty successful.
I saw that
this.
You tweeted, ask questions to Alex. I saw you tweet about that, Alex. So I think you've gathered lots of really good questions.
Fair amount of questions.
Yes.
Mo and I are going to filter through them. Not you, Alex. Turn the phone over.
Oh, no. I'm actually looking on my Facebook to see if any of my civilians
We don't care.
Questions.
Turn the phone over, Alex. This is not how the game works.
This is how we do.
This is not how the game works, Alex.
And here we go.
Wait.
What was that Cheech and Chong? What's your name, Bob? For $1,000, it starts with a B, Bob. What is your name? I forget what it was. I just remember that joke.
What was that?
It ends with a B. There's an O in the middle, Bob. Bob, what is your name, Bob? 10 seconds, Bob.
I forgot about that.
What is that? I don't even remember. Okay, on to the questions.
I swear you two need to do drugs together.
Oh,
we do.
No. First of all, I'm on drugs right now.
How do you think we get through the show?
Exactly.
Okay, so
I showed up late to the party, so
Mr. Ken Brockton.
Here we
go.
Our
next guest.
So, up first, JP Hector or Hector JP _ Hector GP. Interesting. It says, Alex, do you hang out with normal people? Can we talk? I'm sorry. Can we talk to you, say phone? Can we talk to you, say phone?
Wow.
I know how to say the word phone.
So, Hector, I'm hoping you were using like the text, the talk to text
like
option.
Like Siri
that
or something.
No sense. So, do you hang out with normal people?
I do hang out with quote unquote normal people. I have a lot of, as we call, civilian friends. I have Dream Lover. Where, let me see what the link is here, where you can actually call me. It's super cool. You can call me. You can text me.
Why would anybody want to call you?
I talked to her on the phone a lot. Trust me. It's not as exciting.
Yeah,
I just don't understand.
She doesn't talk about, is that what you're going to do with your cock?
I know, but my whole thing is like, I just don't understand people who would like, I want to go call some stranger.
It's called
dreamlover.com/AlexChance, and you can buy my phone number for, I think it's $5 or $6, and text me and call me and do all sorts of cool shit, and I'll talk to you. So woohoo, and I'll send you dirty pictures, and you can send me dick pics if you want.
Mo, I'm thinking.
Or pics of your cats.
I think, Mo, you and I need to start that too. People could call us.
Exactly. Oh, Johnny Castle makes bank.
No, but like, what's like, what the fuck are you calling me for?
Exactly.
You loser. Get a life.
I think I've sent my girlfriend a dick pic once.
Have you ever?
I think so.
I send out dick
Maybe
pics
in the beginning.
All the time.
You tweet dick pics, you Instagram dick pics. Okay, so here we go. Moving on a little bit here. Let's find out. I'm on the new MacBook Pro. I'm very happy.
He's
sponsored
in
part by Apple. Let's see.
Next.
Scrolling through here. Nikki Next asks, do you guys have a song?
Oh.
That's very sweet.
I don't think we have a song.
We do not have a song.
At all?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Like, it's
I don't even believe we've ever danced together.
I don't dance.
That's and he doesn't dance.
I really don't dance.
Maybe we'll slow dance at his reunion.
I was just going to say, reunion. Oh, come on.
Oh, I'll make you.
Mo, you got it.
Nope.
I want to see that YouTube video.
Yeah, no. I don't think there's going to be dancing at my reunion.
At the Holiday Inn?
No, literally the first night, we are in somebody's backyard, and I believe it's BYOB. And just so you know, I Google Earthed it to see these people. I vaguely remember them from high school. Their house is right on the edge of farmland for days.
Oh, my God.
It's
where is he taking me to some place where I'm gonna go get like murdered and they'll never find my body?
No, we couldn't be that lucky. Oh,
ooh, you know what? I was thinking the same thing.
I think we were all thinking the same thing. I'm getting a dirty look.
Okay,
next question.
So what we're doing after this episode is
blowjob. Grim Jow at Grim Jow www. Question.
Are new XXX?
Exactly. Are you enjoying your job? Is it still fun?
I love my job. I wouldn't do it if I didn't. Even though I used to do a job, I hated it. Yeah, it's awesome. I love my job. It's great. I get to have great fucking awesome sex with really attractive people and get paid for it. And I feel like I'm doing a public service, you know? Because you get to enjoy it too.
It's not really a public service because you're charging them money.
Yeah, but they're still enjoying it.
I'm still going with it. It's not a public service.
Public services still cost you money. You pay taxes, don't you?
I don't pay taxes.
I haven't done my taxes in a couple of years either. But still.
Just so you know, all the people out in there in porn land, porn people are not really good at doing their taxes. So do not take accounting advice from people who work in the adult industry. Unless it's James Dean.
I do pay my
James Dean's a Jew. It doesn't
I do
count.
Pay my Whoa. Taxes. I do pay my taxes, and I will apologize for her on that.
That
was a Semitic remark.
Wow.
He's good. I meant that he's good with money.
Aaron,
stop right there.
Sometimes there is people who, when we ask for a question, don't read the whole thing. Aaron, redundant underscore rage. You are beautiful beyond words. There we go.
Thank you.
That was the response. I'm assuming he saw the photo and just assumed that that was.
Thank you, Aaron.
That was very, very nice.
Another question?
See, Mo doesn't need to compliment me because all my fans do, is what he thinks.
Oh.
Madness Pictures. I swear it's Andre. Andre is doing
Who else would it be?
He goes through and he sees these things and he goes, hey, Mo, who gives a better blowjob, Alex or Asa Akira?
Ooh. I'm going to have to vote for Alex.
I just love it. Of course, he throws me under the bus.
I've asked you this question before.
Listen. Let me. I'll answer it. I think it's Alex because she's in the room. and if Asa was here, it would be Asa.
No,
she's in the room.
I agree. I would say it was interesting.
I'm sure they both. It's been a long time for either one of them. So I'm
yeah,
sure,
exactly.
Barely remember.
No,
right?
I would say that the whole thing with Alex is it's a personal thing because we're around and we do this. Asa was actually an intimidating blowjob, so it wasn't like it was awesome. Don't get me wrong, but the story of having Asa Akira Female Performer of the Year blew me is better than the actual experience because we were on camera. It was this whole thing. It was a show. A lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. It was a once in a lifetime experience unless I come up with more money to pay her to do it again. But I'm not answering that question.
All right, next question.
Next question. Let's see, going through the list. Luke Drexel. Hi, beautiful. I'm a huge fan. Can I get a follow back?
Join my website and screen grab a picture of the members area to me, and then I will follow you.
Ooh.
Hardcore
follow. AlexChanceXXX.com.
Are you going to make people work for that follow?
That's, I mean, I have to give her some credit. That's actually,
I think if I did that, said that to people, they'd probably be like, fuck off.
It's, you know, I have fans that I follow that have supported my career for a long time. I follow industry people. I follow people who buy my DVDs, custom videos. You know, I follow people that pay for their porn and support me and promote me. There's, if you're asking me, like some guy did the other day where, oh, we're, you know, I just jerked off to your stuff on Pornhub. Where can I find more of your free porn? Can you give me a free password to Evil Angel? No.
I want a free password to Evil Angel. Do we know anybody who works over there?
I used to.
Not anymore.
I used to have a couple free passwords to their stuff.
You know a girl with big boobs?
I should try.
There?
I should. I'll try the old passwords if they work.
Oh, good idea.
Who's a friend
idea.
Of the show? Aiden Starr?
Yes.
Aiden Starr. I've heard of her.
Short.
You got to grab her boobs at XRCO.
I did. Was it good?
Yes.
It was. I tried to do it very clinically since we were in public and the girlfriend was standing right there.
You go like this. You go.
Oh no, I felt the weight of them. It was nice.
That's what we were judging for, whose boobs are heavier.
And I had to do a couple measurements.
Fans, just so you know, this is what you do for fun.
Exactly. Dave Locke 26. Funny enough, it's Dave Locke 26, but it's at Dave Locke 25. So his name is 26. His Twitter handle is 26.
He really
25.
Wanted 26 and he settled.
So Dave, I like that. He's asking which female. Wow, which female like to a scene with? I'm assuming which female you'd like to do a scene with.
Asa Akira.
Yes, actually, I do want to fuck Asa Akira like really bad, but I'm trying to think who I want to fuck the most right now. You know, I really want to fuck Romy Rain. She is hot as fuck, and I feel like it would just be really, really good, and I got to like make out with her briefly once on set, and it wasn't enough. Her and Summer Rielle, because I also got to kiss her on set once in a movie. We were in the same movie, like in the intro part. We weren't, and we didn't get to fuck. And I have a long fuck it list.
Thoughts on Angela White?
I fucked Angela White.
Since we learned on More with Ashaholics that I seem to have a little crush on her.
Yeah, I fucked Angela White.
Do you want to do that again?
Yeah, I fucked Angela White 3 years ago.
We need to see an update.
I'll do it again though. But yeah, no, I got to fuck her with a strap on. Her ass was bright red afterwards. It was awesome.
Next question, and this is an interesting one, and this is probably should have been for Odette, a friend of the show. Which BBW porn star would you like to work with?
Give me some options. I'm drawing a blank.
I can't think of anybody.
I would say a fun one for you would be Kelly Shibari if she was
still
Yeah,
you know what? Kelly Shibari, performing. If she was still performing, I would like to work with her. Maybe April Flores. I have worked with Sam 38G before for a girlfriend film. She's awesome. And that was a really hot scene, though I do not remember the title of the movie. I've done a lot of work for girlfriend films. But yeah, no, I think it'd be fun. It'd be squishy.
So you wouldn't have a problem working with
No, I think it'd be fine. I don't know if I'd go quite as far as Odette, but
you know who I would say is maybe Kelly K. She's a
Is that the one with the really adorable face?
Yeah,
the
she's
redhead?
Got a she's a beautiful face. She's huge.
I want her to eat cake off me.
She's an SSBBW, but she has like the cutest face ever.
She's like a little doll face.
And also Jade Rose. She's pretty hot too. So I would put that.
I found her for you, didn't this I? On Blunderpass?
Over my head here.
Why don't you like big girls?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
Because I like anorexia. I think anorexia is hot.
Nice. I'll give a shout out to
A girl with an eating disorder is the hottest girl there is.
It is an eating disorder. They're eating too much.
Or it looks like they do lots of cocaine.
Cocaine. I'm going to give Crush Rock 76 a shout out, even though it's not a question. Wow, that pick is hot.
and I believe it was it his pick?
It was not Mr. Richard Avery's pick. It was somebody else's.
It was
Are you ignoring my question? I texted a question.
You tweeted a question.
I can't even think of his name.
I have not gotten down.
Are you avoiding me?
Question from Madness Pictures again. How did you fracture your foot and how many MRIs have you gotten?
MRIs or X-rays?
MRIs.
Okay. The X-ray didn't show it. I will be so, so incredibly happy when I don't have to keep answering this fucking question.
You've only had this happen for like a month.
Month and a half. Okay. But yeah, I did it May 9th. I am an idiot and tripped off a curb behind a Starbucks like a white girl. No, I was not getting Starbucks for me. No, I was not drunk. Yes, it was the afternoon. It was not nighttime. In broad daylight, I tripped off a curb and thought I sprained it because nothing showed up in the x-rays. 10 days later, foot still hurt, went to the doctor, then went to a podiatrist. Still nothing showed up in the x-rays. Got an MRI, showed that I fractured my cuboid bone in the bottom of my third metatarsal. Just went back a month later, got another MRI, and it's still fractured. So yay!
Yay!
This happened to a friend of mine a while ago. He hurt his foot like that, and he ended up wearing a cast for almost 4 years.
Yeah, and he said, I'll be off this in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what they told him, too. He was on a cast for 4 years and eventually had his foot amputated.
We gotta move on. We got a ton of
questions.
It's
non-displaced, and it says it's like together now.
Here we go.
Leave me alone.
Larry Durham, at Larry L. Durham, asks.
Oh, I love Larry.
One, if you go back in time, is there anything you would change in your life?
Yeah. I'm meeting about Mo.
Fucking Mo in June about 3 years ago.
June 2012.
Just saying hello to him was downhill ever since.
Exactly. So anything you want to go back in time and change?
You know what? Maybe some people have fucked, but I don't know. I feel like they're all learning experiences. You know what? I don't think there's anything I would change.
I could think of
I wish my grandma would have had a funeral.
Debbie Downer. But, sorry for bringing the show down.
Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, no, I think honestly, every mistake and fuck up that I've had and slutty moment and blackout moments that I don't quite remember and the hundreds of people I've had sex with. I said hundreds. I really have no idea. Yes, the number was higher before porn. I don't think I changed anything. I feel like everything's a learning experience and everything happens for a reason.
Follow up. Number two, biggest pet peeve. You know what my biggest pet peeve? Guess who take too long to answer the questions.
My biggest pet peeve is people with short-term memory loss.
Uh-huh. That's what I have. I love that it's my girlfriend doing this show because then I can just have fun.
My pet peeve is excuses.
Poseidon_X. Asked a few questions. Do you practice anal at home? I'm going to answer this as not enough.
And like I was just going to say, like, do you practice? Yes, we practice, but we actually don't do anything else but practice.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't actually play the game. We just practice.
Exactly. It's in theory. There's a
theory. It's a cooperation.
Okay, so I'm going with not enough. Poseidon_X asked, are you vanilla at home or do you engage in hardcore and fetishes at home? Again, I'm going to go with this, that some people have to understand that what you see on camera and what you see is not what happens at home. Porn sex does not happen at home. Starfish. So
I know.
Just because I like, can I say the R word?
Yes.
What's that?
Just because I like the rape position, you know, doesn't mean it's bad.
But it's like, you know, you got to put some effort into it.
You know, I do sometimes, though.
But not sometimes, all the time.
Thank you.
Did you know, I mean, it's like, I tell girls this all the time, you know, I'm not asking for a lot, a little bit of effort, just a little bit,
you
goes
know,
a long ways.
And reverse cowgirl is completely out of the question right now.
Well, I
had to do it on set 2 days ago and it about killed me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really
I
hard.
Like cowgirl because it's the titties and face. So
exactly.
If you have a girlfriend with big natural titties, she should be on top. That should be a requirement.
Exactly.
So much like
and
the
if
roommate.
If you do the work from the bottom, it'll make me even happier.
Much like the roommate clause in Big Bang Theory, I should have this as the girlfriend clause. Hugo Rosas. It's at Hugo L. Ross. Do you like cum shots in your real life?
Yes.
And what's that? I'm just going with cum shots. Does that mean you like getting popped on the tits, the face?
Okay. I like to swallow. That's my absolute favorite. As long as there's been a proper diet involved.
And
nobody likes spunky spunk.
And that not always happens at home. Yeah. Shit happens.
But most of the time, yours is pretty good. I like cream pies. I actually like anal cream pies a lot, and they stay in better.
I like those too. I like those too because the other one is a little too risky for my taste. Yeah.
And I like combing my tits. I like facials sometimes, as long as it doesn't get in my eye, because no one likes cum in their eye. It actually attacks your eyeball. because it's the closest thing to an to a woman's egg, the consistency. So it attacks your eyeball like it's an egg.
Next question.
Wow. So I'm really giving at Poseidon underscore X some credit because he's giving some good general questions. What are your favorite genres for reading and films? And do you have any specific films or books that you have in your queue?
Sorry. Let's see. I like fantasy a lot. Sometimes I like romance. Like I read all the Harry Potter novels, Twilight. I'm getting ready to start on Game of Thrones. I like books that take me to a different place. Movies I like. I like, again, sci-fi, fantasy movies, magic, anything with that, vampires. I like, thrillers. I like.
I think the question should have been, what doesn't she like?
No, I'm not. Because
she
must have named everything. So
yeah, I like a lot of stuff. I'm really easy. I don't really like horror movies that much.
Okay. So you don't like blood and guts, people being ripped in half and torn to shreds.
Okay, I'm watching the last season of Sons of Anarchy, finally. This season is bloody.
I'm just like looking on in horror. They chopped his fingers off.
How far?
I'm in 10th episode. I have 3 more to go.
Okay.
It's pretty fucking gnarly.
It's kind of, I hated it actually.
I haven't gotten that far.
I hated it because the last few years of that show, sidebar here, sorry to interrupt the questions, but the sidebar, I have to get this out. I hated it because the last couple years of the season, because I liked the show, was that everybody just got stupid. Mm-hmm. And this season you're watching, I think everybody's just stupid. Everybody's running out and reacting, and nobody actually stops to ask the questions of, like, what the fuck happened? And I understand that's television, and I always say that's what they do with characters. If you make them stupid and not curious enough to ask, like, hey, who killed so-and-so? They just assume they did it, and then they run around and react to everything, and then it causes more trouble. And it's drama.
I also like mysteries a lot because the shows that, like, you're never really sure what's happening until the end of the season.
Much like she's doing with Sons of Anarchy, because she's seen about 2.5 episodes and it's a mystery to her what's going
on. I'm just like, why do they keep killing everyone? I don't understand.
I'm very much the person that looks over and goes, shut the fuck up and let me watch my stories.
I know.
She occupies TV a lot.
That's why I watch TV.
We're going with 2 more favorite questions. We got to keep it 15 seconds or less. What are your favorite video game consoles and video games, if any?
Well, we only have a PS3, so there's
that. I have a PS2.
Wow. Injustice is the most recent game I've played, which has been a while. That was pretty fun. I used to play World of Warcraft a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
I don't have patience for games. I don't know why anybody does.
I was a Blood Elf in, I think it was Burning Crusade or something, the beta version. I had a guy in my English class. My English teacher was a drunk who never showed up to class. So I would just, it was a 7 a.m. class. So I would just go over to his place and play Burning Crusade.
When I was in school, when I was younger, we had the Commodore 64 and we got 45 minutes of gameplay time on the Commodore, you know, putting in the floppy disk.
I was a kid, we played Pong.
Exactly. Well, you had to put like 6 disks in a row and it took a half hour to load up the game. So you only had 15 minutes of play. But I have to say on House of Cards, Frank Underwood, he plays video games and he plays the thing and it's a stress relief. And that's kind of how I use it. I love playing golf, Tiger Woods golf. I'm pretty damn good at Torrey Pines.
Do you remember Nintendo when they had their little golf games? Nintendo like 64, the little beige box thing?
Oh, I jumped from NES up to...
Oh.
I never did Super Nintendo. I never had the... No, I went straight to... I had a Sega Genesis, and then I went to PS2, then 3. Nope. What is your favorite dish or food and or restaurant?
Huh.
She started off with, huh? Hang in there, guys.
Thanks, Mo. I love you, too. So sweet and supportive. Let's see. One of my favorite dishes to make is I really like to make my macaroni and cheese. It's like crack and amazing. I feel like I need to make my baked macaroni and cheese and ribs and bring them over to Andy's soon with a bottle of Jack. That's the lovely Andy Appleton.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, a friend of the show. And his hot, hot wife is Kylie Ireland. Who isn't jealous of that? Let's see. And I love, let's see, what is my favorite restaurant?
Chipotle, proud sponsor of More with Mo. Next question.
You know what? Gordon Ramsay steak.
Yeah. What is the best? Richard Avery is dying.
Go ahead. Keep going. Next question.
Sorry. What is the best part of your job instead of the money?
I think I kind of already answered this one earlier a little bit. The sex.
What sex scenes do you prefer, group or lesbian or interracial?
Group's fun, but sometimes people don't know when to switch off properly. I like girl-girl if it's a girl I have chemistry with, and I really, really like, was it group lesbian or interracial? Interracial, I don't really consider a thing. I like people, so it's not black or white or anything. I don't really find the interracial thing sexy or not. It's like if I like working with a person, I like working with the person.
Sure.
Even if they're Jewish?
Yes, even if they're, especially if they're Jewish,
at CrushRock76 asked, if you wasn't a porn star, what profession would you choose? Actually, it was, if you wasn't a porn star, what profession you choose?
I love my fans' grammar and spelling, and if I corrected them, they'd probably all unfollow me. I actually used to want to be a doctor.
Okay, who is mildly afraid?
I used to want to be a doctor. I liked helping people. I wanted to actually be a corpsman in the military, but I scored too high on my ASVAB, so they wanted me to be a nuclear engineer. And after 6 months in the delayed entry program, I said, fuck that, moved out of my parents' house and got an apartment.
There we go.
And then started fucking my roommate.
Yay, fucking. This is going to be, I think, one of the last questions from julieland.com. Is this one of the interns?
Yes, it was Chad.
Oh, Chad.
How do you put up with Mox, and his passion for flying monkeys? Are these guys fucking high over there?
They know how you love flying monkeys.
Wait, is Jada over there? Are they high?
Probably. But they want to know, what's the deal?
What is my passion for flying monkeys?
You like flying monkeys?
I have no idea what they're talking. I'm serious. These kids are fucking high.
I don't think he likes flying monkeys, but he really loves Minions.
I love Minions. And did you see the Cinerama on the Cinerama Dome? It's all yellow, and they have three gigantic Minions on top of the Cinerama Dome. I'm going to go take a picture. It is so fucking awesome.
I haven't been on Sunset Boulevard in a while, but yes. Do me a favor, send me a picture.
I bought a Minion yesterday at the Arclight, and it was a little one, and it's the one with the hat on that he's the fireman. It's bee-doo, bee-doo. I love it.
I've never seen a Minion
at all. I recently got him
at all.
Minion. That needs to change. I recently got him Minion duct tape, and I got him Minion cup.
I know what that Minion duct tape is going to come into use for.
I'll buy a roll too.
And what else? What else have I gotten you, Minion?
All sorts
of
Minion
water bottle.
I've never seen any.
I love
thinking with
Minion. I love the Minions. Listen, I'm a 38-year-old man. The things make me fucking laugh. That's all that matters. When it comes down to it, I don't like sports. I don't like other things. Minions make me laugh. I should be able to live my own life and do it.
Minions and boobs. They make him happy.
Boobs
He's a
and
simple
Minions.
Man.
See, they go together. And then let's see. I would say my question for Alex Chance would be, what do you want to have for dinner?
Oh, my God.
I win. I got her first. So this fight will continue on. So it is currently 4:32. It will continue on for the next 3 hours.
Good. As it should.
I swear.
What else do you have to do?
When this episode comes out, guys, please comment at the bottom if you and your significant other, spouse, whatever, if this is your most frequent fight, what are you going to have for dinner?
Okay. Food.
I understand that food.
Okay. Well, tell you what, here's the last question, and it's always the question that I ask every person, no matter which show it is. Alex Chance, where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can find me at AlexChanceXXX on Twitter and Instagram. AlexChanceXXX.com, my newly launched website through the Cherry Pimps Network, which you can join for as low as $8.95 a month. If you pay for the whole year, I think. I don't know. Whatever. It's less than $100 a year. But let's see. You can find my Fetish Clips for Sale store at LeaveSexChance.com, where sometimes I suck Mo's dick. And yeah, that's about it.
Nice.
Oh, and I have a new scene out with the Girls Way Network for mommiesgirl.com with Jelena Jensen, and it is hot as fuck, and I got to suck on dem titties.
I was there, and it was hot as fuck. Mr. Avery, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, not really.
I do have to say, though, it is kind of weird watching my girlfriend bang another hot chick and then filming behind the scenes of it. It is an entertaining event.
I got to listen to that. That was funny.
That would be boring to me.
On the Girls Way Network, mommiesgirl.com. So nothing. You don't want to plug Julie Land?
No, not at all.
Chad?
No.
Ben?
Not at all.
You can find pictures of me in the Julie Land universe. I was the J Girl of the Month in, what was that, 2015 in April?
It's all
April 2014. Well, my name is Mo Reese. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can check me on Instagram at TheAverageMo. We're on SoundCloud now. All you have to do is search for Julieland More, and you'll find all the episodes of Julieland More with Mo. You can just check Julieland, and it's all the episodes in the Julieland universe. And check out my blog, TheAverageMo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show.